got a good day going on. It's Friday, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn here for you as I look at the bright lights. Actually, the light is from the sun, now that I check it out. Sunshine on the buildings of Washington as I do the program from the studios of our originating network, Radio America, in Washington here for the services later on this morning for Rich's dad. So Rich won't be here. I did talk to him last night. I forgot to ask him. You know, it's amazing how out of touch people are sometimes, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
Rich's neighbor and the lady who's the lady of the house, a friend of Janet, Rich's wife. So even though Rich's dad passed away, the neighbor asked if the McFaddens could take care of
the dog sitting.
Right. Mm-hmm. So last night, I'm talking to Rich about 10:45, and he's on his way home from his mother's house, and he got a call from his wife, and the problem is the dog was close to the door. Juliana, 4 years old, opens the door. The dog runs out.
Uh-oh.
Pitch black. Nobody knows where the dog is.
Oh, no.
So Richie has to go home and try to find the dog at 10:45 last night.
The private
side of it is, why would you ask a family, even if you're friends, that's going through something like the funeral of one's father?
Well, the way I understood it, they had already done the dog arranging before the death.
Oh. Yeah.
Still, that's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of. All right, you want some good news?
I would love some.
Good news.
Wait,
did
they find the dog?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't even know if Richie's, I don't think Richie's coming in here this morning.
That would be horrible if they lost the dog.
Ooh. Good
news. All right, the good news.
All right, let's get to some good news here. Stocks and money news. Yesterday, you heard a lot of talk this week, and I'm not much. I don't do stocks anymore because I've always had such lousy luck with the stock market. And even though the skid is over, thanks to Amazon going up about $2.50, Amazon $213.50 for one share of Amazon. Hmm. Remember when it first came out, everybody said, this is a lousy company, doesn't make any money. And yet people were still investing in it. It was $9 or $10 a share.
Yeah.
Back when?
Don't you wish you would have gotten it then?
Yeah. Well, I think I had some and probably sold it. Clean Energy Fuels, a new company, has just gone onto the NASDAQ, I think. $17.01, up $1.93 yesterday. They're developing a liquefied natural gas truck fueling station so that more and more truck. You know, I'm reminded of on the farm how some of the old, if you ever see pictures of old tractors, there are these big tanks up on the top of them. The tanks are for liquefied natural gas, burn much cleaner. It takes more of it, but you can go for, you have those tanks because it's so hard to find the fuel. So they put them on the tractors and they fill them up and they go for weeks.
So the old
tank.
Ones are better than the new ones.
Well, that's true with
a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, the price of gold, for those of you who hear all these gold spots all the time on various radio programs, there's a reason for that. People look around and say, wait a minute, there are these problems, there's that problem. There are always people who are going to scare you and be happy to do that. Putting that aside, if you want to spend $1,600 for an ounce of gold, it's likely to be a fairly decent investment. It's gone up $23.20 since the first of the month. So gold, and I think it was $4 yesterday alone, because of Moody's, the investor services outfit, saying that the American debt may not be a secure bet for anybody to invest in. So instead of AAA, our rating might go down somewhat. And so that brings me around to looking at what people do to protect themselves. And that is, how do you save? What is there about what's in your world that you can sort of wrap your arms around? What do you, when you look around your home, when you look around your life, look around your office, look around wherever you spend your time, what sorts of things do you want to keep? If there's a problem and you have to change your lifestyle, what do you keep? What, look around your house, Jennifer.
What's an essential?
Yeah, what's Jennifer's house look like? What's the essential? What do you leave and what do you take if you have to?
My steam shower. Because
yeah.
I worked really hard for it and it's paid for and it's beautiful. And
a
I love
steam
it.
Shower?
Oh, it's fantastic.
What is it?
I told you it's like my pimp shower. It's got many jets And you stand there, and it's almost like a car wash. You just stand there. And
you get a wax and a lube, too, with it, or what?
That's the extra feature.
Yeah,
and it steams, and it's great. Yeah. Why don't you come over and shower sometime?
I will be happy to do that. I'll come over and take a shower in your shower and have a steam. What's this? All right, so that's what you'd keep, all right? Michael, what would you keep? This ought to be interesting. What would you, Michael 40 is here. I'm looking across the glass at him. As a matter of fact, I was insulted by what you said yesterday. I'd be looking across the glass at your ugly face, I said, on the when I finished yesterday. And he said, yeah.
I said, likewise.
Likewise, yeah. Thank you. I think my face looks all right this morning, considering
you're presentable.
Thank you.
Considering you had no sleep?
Not much
sleep.
So, what do you save?
Only own two things, my bed and my laptop, and my bed is probably a little too big, so I guess I'd have to go with my laptop.
What, the apartment you live in, the furniture is not yours?
The furniture is my bed.
That's all you have in your apartment?
I have a chair, actually. I have a chair.
You have a chair, a bed, and a laptop. When you eat at home, where do you eat?
I have a little tray thing.
A tray thing?
So, you get into bed and you have a tray.
Wow. This guy is...
that sounds fantastic,
living the life.
Actually.
He's living la
vida
loca.
What do you eat at night?
Sleep. I'm in bed by 7.
7 o'clock. Well, he gets up at 3 to come over here.
2:30.
All right. So what do you eat? What's the normal bill of fare when you
what's
go to
night?
Bed?
Yeah, what's dinner?
Dinner is salad and a sandwich and some grapes.
Every night? No change?
No, not every night. But that's
different kinds of grapes. He has red grapes one night, black grapes another night,
right.
Green grapes
What about
another
when
night.
You're entertaining the ladies? Do you still do sandwich and salad?
That's for me. They just have rice.
Tell you about his choice in women.
Well, that was the line of the day.
That is the line of the day, and it's only 14 past the hour, the first hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I hope Rich is awake and listening to this. 800-510-8255 always connects with us. A lot of people are talking about health. We talk about wealth. We talk about health, well-being. Let's talk about your body. Let's talk about your stomach. How's it feeling? Have you had a lot of upset because of looking at the market? Maybe you're a little upset about that. Paycheck's not as big as you'd like. You're getting acid indigestion. I remember as a kid, there were spots all the time, radio commercials telling me, do you have acid indigestion?
My dad always beat his chest and would say, oh, acid indigestion.
Yeah. Now, the old way of fixing that was something like Tums. Mm-hmm. Dum-dum-dum. Well, that's okay, except it doesn't really fix anything. The problem is that you have an imbalance in your system. That's why you have all of those problems. So don't you want to balance your digestive system and have healthy digestive workings in your, I was going to say in your gut, but you know, the system that starts with what you put in your mouth goes through your stomach, comes out the other end. If you don't have probiotics in your daily routine, you're making a big mistake. And my suggestion is, my recommendation, in fact, is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, which is a brilliant probiotic. Healthy Trinity, the thing that is so good about this is it's a way for you, after 30 years of research, to take the benefits of how they put together all these healthy probiotics and get them into your body. That's all you have to do. Serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously. So here's the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
If you start on the routine of Natron's Healthy Trinity and you don't feel a happy, healthier tummy within 3 months, Natron will give you all your money back. All your money back. They're going to fuss with you. They'll give you your money back. The other good thing about taking the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge is you get a free 14-day supply of Natron's Healthy Trinity when you order at 888-9-NATREN, 888-9-NATREN, or if it makes it easier, I've done your homework for you. It's 888-962-8736.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn and I with a curiosity about this week, the politics of the week, the government. You know, we don't do politics here. We don't do much government because it's too frustrating. However, there are interesting things afoot here, so I thought that it would be of interest for you to understand how the system works, in case you don't know how the system works. The president is going to be 50 years old on August 3rd. Mm-hmm. Do you know how he's going to celebrate?
I don't.
He's going to have a fundraiser in Chicago, hometown, a birthday concert, celebrities performing, everybody comes to have dinner with the president. And it costs you $35,000 to come as a couple. $35,000 to go have dinner with the president. It's at the Aragon, which is a big old ballroom in uptown Chicago. The big third quarter fundraising for his supposedly... The president is going to raise $1 billion. This whole thing is so sick. All right, so here's our 2020 News Quiz question. How much has the president so far raised? How much money has been raised so far by the president? And then to counter that, the Republicans as a collective, all of the candidates themselves, how much money have they raised? And this just underscores how sick our system is.
Yeah, how ridiculous it is. Wow.
It really is. It's just so over the top, beyond being smart, beyond being fair, beyond being right. This is a sick, 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 sick reality. However, I'm happy to have a little fun with it. 800-510-8255. You don't know, you'll be astounded. How much money so far has the president raised in his fundraising efforts, and how much have the Republicans raised? Right answer gets a swell Doug Steffen prize, 800-510-8255. And they continue to argue this week about the budget deficits and how we're going to pay, yada, yada, yada. And as I'm in Washington today, I'm looking around to see the latest example, even locally, of how people are the victims of our really bad government, the really poor management. The faux pas of the week is that people here in the capital area who belong to the food bank, they pay X number of dollars for fruits and vegetables grown by the city, and about 700 acres here and there. They're going to have to pay a 4% surcharge, 10 cents, for example, extra for the cost of lettuce or spinach or whatever it is that you buy, because they've mismanaged this so badly. So you have to pay an extra 10 cents per pound for the vegetables that mostly you've grown yourself.
Right.
Right? All right, 800-510-8255. How much have either side raised for the political campaigns of next year?
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
When was the last time a Supreme Court decision affected your life?
Because here goes Roberta and all the other abortion crazies.
No, Roberta, we're not talking about that.
On both sides. Yeah, and the gun people, they're going to start calling.
Yeah, they're nuts, too. Okay, so here's the one that really affected.
They're not nuts. They just, yeah, they, some of them are a little bit off the deep end.
We call it passionate.
They're nuts. Okay.
Whoa, careful there, Annie Oakley.
I don't have to be careful. I got a gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
5 days? But I'm mad now.
Having fun with Doug Steffens' Good Day.
President Obama's staff at the White House got raises this year. The average raise they got was 8%, more than double the average for regular Americans, which is 3%. But in all fairness, many of them will be unemployed next November. So it's hard to say. More bad news for Newt Gingrich. 1 week after his entire campaign staff quit, his campaign finance team quit. In fact, Newt was going to try and pull out of the race, but today the guy who wrote his concession speeches quit. So he can't do it. By all accounts, the two big winners at the Republican debate Monday night were Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann. One, of course, is a tall brunette with pretty hair. The other is a congresswoman from Minnesota. So.
All right. It's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's see if we can figure this out. The 2020 News Quiz question. And here's how this works, in case you don't know. I asked the question about 20 past the hour, Jennifer, and between 20 past the hour and 20 of the hour, somebody hopefully comes up with
a wide gap
answer. Yes, it is. Well, it's time for thinking and doing research and figuring these things out. So the question has to do with how much money the president has raised so far in his quest to make sure he stays in his job as they aim to try to get $1 billion between now and next fall, a year from now, raise $1 billion for his presidential campaign. Sick, 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 sick. And then the Republicans on the other side have raised not even half as much, but what's that number? So give me the two numbers and you win the prize. 800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting that there are people who are trying to raise money for the president. I said $35,000 a couple get you into his birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Who's 40, performing?
You know what? I don't see a list of performers here.
I have to look it up. I just think it's funny Tom Petty wouldn't even let Michelle Bachmann use his song, much less perform for her.
Yeah, well, Tom Petty. The thing that really is troubling is how understanding how this money is used and how there is no fairness. Not right. This is not the way the government's supposed to run.
You look around.
Yeah, it is. They're all about money, 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 and you don't have a say. 800-510-8255. Okay, so this leads to a general discussion of how government works or doesn't work. I was talking before about how here in Washington, I've been doing the program from Washington today because I'm here for Richie's dad's funeral, and I was looking at this story about how upset people are who belong to the food bank in Washington because they have to pay a surplus because the government has mismanaged the farming, the little farm thing that they have here in Washington. They have their plots, you know, how you can see in many areas. I set this up in Framingham with my other farmer friend And I, you know, we put we found an acre or so of land downtown, mm-hmm. and I brought down dirt and manure and stuff, and we fixed it up so people could have their own little farm.
Like a little community garden, right?
Okay. So one of the things that the government of Washington is doing, they have a new bureau on hoarding, a hoarding bureau.
So from the TV show?
What they're doing, well, they are looking for people who are dangerous to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking for hoarders. Why do we have to have, as supposedly 170,000 people in the Washington area are problem hoarders? Why is that of any concern to anyone? Why do, so you hoard some. So what? What? I hoard tractors. You're going to take me to jail? What are you going to do with me? Right. Wonder, right? Wonder out loud. 28 after the hour.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. Residents of and travelers to Los Angeles this week are preparing for what's being called Carmageddon. A large section of the heavily traveled 405 freeway will be closed for the weekend, and that's undoubtedly going to result in traffic jams, detours, and frustration. So don't hit the road unprepared. Here's Kevin Kunkel for Sprint 4G.
Well, I wish we had the cure for Carmageddon. We can certainly help ease the pain during the 53 hours. First thing I recommend is that you use your Sprint 4G phone's GPS to check traffic and even find alternate routes using our Sprint navigation and Google on your device. And if you're stuck in an unfamiliar area, you can find restaurants and coffee shops close by with these apps. And don't forget, no texting while driving.
Visit Sprint.com/4G for details. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over seven...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua. PureAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PriceKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PriceKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PriceKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PriceKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
The latest on what's going on in our world from the eyes and mind of Jennifer Horn, who's in Los Angeles, Doug Steffen in Washington today. Richie is at home preparing for the farewell. I've come to Washington to go be with him and his family and other friends. The service is going to be on the 14th hole of some golf course. Well, why not, right?
I think that's awesome.
Doo-wop music.
Yeah.
A little fertilizer for the 14th hole. And what else? We got good food.
Away we go.
And some visits. That'd be cool. 34 after the hour, 800-510-8255. Jennifer and I are trying to figure out if you have figured out or have been following the political vagaries of raising money for campaigns. How much has the president raised so far? He set a record, an all-time record for any sitting president or any politician in terms of what's been raised so far and what have the Republicans raised. Just because this sets the tone, it seems to me you ought to know these things are going on. I was talking about the concert which starts, there's a concert and a dinner on August 3rd honoring the president's 50th birthday. At 4 o'clock, Jennifer Hudson performs. You asked who's going to be there.
Wow, okay.
All right? And to go see that, you got to pay $50, and then you pay...
That's not included with your $35,000
no.
ticket?
No, huh?
Okay.
No, but there are gradient levels of
just
how
checking.
Much it costs. For $10,000 at the Obama birthday party, a person gets a souvenir photo with the president at the reception, preferred seating at the concert. For $1,000, you get into the premium section. If you spend $200, you're in the nosebleed section of the fundraiser. All right? Mm-hmm. These people ask for this money with a straight face. A straight face. Sandra calls from Newburgh, Indiana to Good Day. Hi, Sandra. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good. How much money has the president raised so far?
Well, I have no idea, but I'm going to guess $25 million.
Way too low. Way too low.
More peanuts, huh?
The Republicans have even raised more than that, but not anywhere near.
I don't keep abreast of that because they have handicapped son, and I don't have any idea.
But you see,
up all night.
Yeah, I know, but you see, having information about this sort of helps you understand how your system has become bastardized.
Well, I've been following somewhat, but like I said, I have a handicapped son, and so therefore, I really don't know the answer. I just thought I'd call again.
Why not? Well, you'll listen for a little bit, and I'll give you the answer. We'll find somebody. Take good care of you and all
can
of your family.
Can we do a second place prize, Dougie?
How's the second place prize? Just
a
give
participation
Sandra.
Participation prize. She's been up all night.
All right,
let's give her something good.
Sandra, hold on a second.
Okay.
Good idea. We'll have Peter take care of you on that one. 800-510-8255. We're looking for the number. The 2020 News Quiz question focuses on the number of dollars raised so far by the president in his quest for re-election, and how much has the Republican Party raised for its candidates? Pat's in Brownwood, Texas. Hi, Pat. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I think we're all right. How about you?
Yeah, we're good.
I'm just hanging out. This show, they'll do a great job. I appreciate it.
All right. So what is it that you think the right number is? How much has Obama raised so far?
47 million.
47 million was the number last week. This week, it's a new number, and it's more obscene than 47 million. All right? How about the Republicans? Do you want to take a shot at that?
I'll say 38.
38's pretty darn close. 38's pretty close. Give him a consideration. It's actually about $1 million less than that, but 38's close enough.
Wow.
So the Republicans so far have raised about 38 million. Hold on a second, Pat. And now we're looking for the number that has been raised by the president, 800-510-8255. It just gives you an idea. It just gives you, it's distasteful to talk about this. Ernie's in Texas. Ernie, what do you think the number is for the president?
86 million.
You are correct. $86 million dollars raised so far. That's before the birthday party. This is cash in hand as of today.
Is incredible.
I mean, think about it. They want to raise $1 billion before the election process next year because they don't have a primary.
Doesn't that set a great example? You need $1 billion to stay president.
Right. What does that tell you about the whole system? This country is so messed up. Please, let's try to figure out how to fix this kind of stuff. All right, so that's the story. Thank you, Ernie. Hold on just a second. So it's 86 for Obama, about 38 for the Republicans at this point in time. And then you get government like they have here in Washington. You have to pay more money to pick your own vegetables at the city's farm. What is that?
Yeah, their garden. Their community garden.
Right. And then they've started in Washington, a new department of hoarding.
Ugh.
Why? The Department of Social Services has a new hoarding inspector. And what they're looking for...
Would you like to meet that guy?
Yeah.
I'm the hoarding inspector.
I'm the hoarding inspector. I'm here to find out what you're hoarding. There are people who certainly have cats, maybe too many animals. We've heard those stories.
Yeah, you see chickens living on stoves and
right.
things like that.
Well,
that's
people...
Bad.
There's a woman whose home... apparently this woman died and they went into her home and... It was full of rotting food and maggots everywhere. And so they want to try to deal with this. But even if messiness is a problem, why is it... I don't know. I'm having a hard time with this, frankly. I'm having a hard time figuring out how we need to spend this kind of dough. Even if... Here's a woman who had 50 cats removed from her home. Let's see here. Including... But cats can be dirty. Here's another one. 80 cats.
Oh. Have you ever watched the show Hoarding on TV, Doug?
No. How does that...
Oh, my God.
The same as this sort of stuff, right?
It's exactly the same. And they go into homes where people's families or friends or neighbors maybe ask for help because it's just so out of hand. And they've had people that have rats living in the walls. I actually watched one where some guy was sleeping on the floor because he couldn't even get onto the bed. And he had to do something about his rat problem because they were eating his eyes at night.
And the reason
he had these rats, his wife died. I mean, there's real psychological reasons.
Yeah,
his wife died during, had a heart attack or something right around 9/11, I guess.
Yeah.
And he couldn't save her. She was in the car, and he tried to save her, and he couldn't. And he had one rat, and that one rat turned into thousands of rats.
Right.
Disgusting. But,
disgusting.
You know, this poor guy asked for help. Some of them don't want the help. Some of them like the filth and like living in that kind of environment.
I was having a conversation with my son last night. Many of you know, I sort of follow what my son Brendan and my daughter Megan are doing, and you think about what your children are doing with their lives. My son has been involved as a production person for a commercial company, and he's decided he wants to become a drug and alcohol rehab counselor.
That's awesome. Good
for
him.
So he's now involved in the process, and we were talking about the things, the unbelievable problems in our country created not only by kids getting a hold of prescription drugs, because that's apparently the biggest problem now. It's not opium.
Prescription
drugs. It's not heroin. It's not marijuana, but it's the kids abusing prescription drugs. And they have this school in the school, kids teaching other kids how to fake their signs of being ill so that they can get drugs and they get prescription drugs and they mix them with their parents' alcohol and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's So anyway, there are a lot of programs that are being built around these problems. Again, another problem of the 21st century. And he says that in Europe, the difference in the way they handle it from the way we handle it, they don't criminalize usage of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Because, and they also, I mean, alcohol is a part of their dinner time from the time the kids are 8, 9, 10, 11.
Exactly. They teach people.
So there's no big scandal if you're drinking.
And so in this circumstance, what we are doing in our country is we're criminalizing, putting in jail lots of people who are using these drugs rather than helping them or serving them by teaching them what to do when they get themselves addicted. And what's happening, according to the research that's been done that he's found as he's taking these courses, is that in America, the people who are users, they go to jail, they become junkies. And so they come out, they're far worse. Instead of treating them and helping them.
So they're getting drugs in jail.
Yeah, and you know how much it costs a year to send somebody to jail for something like this versus treatment? Jail for a year is $43,000.
Mm-hmm.
You put somebody up in a state pen in California, $43,000 versus the treatment, which is about, I guess, $4,500, like the cost of going to school.
Depends on where you go. There's some very nice.
No, but that's because you can pay your own way. I'm talking about ones that people would have, you know, the average person would go to.
I'm for that to a point. The only thing is that I think people need to decide they want treatment. I don't think you can ever push
it on somebody. But you can't send them to jail.
No,
I
wouldn't send them to jail either.
Sending them to jail is asinine. It's just plain asinine. All right, Gene's in Russellville, Arkansas. Hi, Gene. Welcome to Good Day.
How y'all doing this morning?
Well,
y'all
about...
got some good conversation going on.
Well, that's
we're all over the place today.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Y'all, I was wanting to talk a little bit about the hoarding after we talked about the campaign funds, and y'all are talking about drugs. So
let's go back
you
to
you can pick whatever you want.
No, let's go back to hoarding. What about hoarding?
Well, what you were asking a question: why would the government care about people that are hoarding stuff? How are they hurting anything? And my thinking goes down a little bit down the lines of Glenn Beck asking people for 2 years to be prepared for horrible hyperinflation and the lack of possible foods. And you know, that was the socialistic things that I kind of believe the president is very socialistic minded, would love for us to become a socialistic country.
All right, so what's that got to do with hoarding?
Individuals hoarding lots of stuff where it should be for the community. It should be why one individual should not have so many items, so much stuff, so much food.
Well, but here we are in a free society. We're free to make mistakes, free to say dumb things, free to be who we are. Whatever that freedom nets, we still have the ability, or we ought to have the ability, to do things, whether it affects you. See, so many people are into now how this affects them. What is a hoarder? If you got 80 cats and you're living next door to somebody who's got 80 cats, does that affect you? And it's a whole
new
thing.
That means you have a cat farm.
Yeah, it's a whole new, it's a strange world we live in, Master Jack, for sure. All right, thanks, Gene, for a little more food for thought here. Speaking of that, Dr. Ken Kronhaus around the corner with more info on Good Day.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the master of medicine. Ooh, I just thought of that. I like that. How about that? The master of medicine. Very good. You can put that over your shingle now down in Mount Dora. 800 Lake Cardio, by the way, is the number for Dr. Ken. If you listen to him on this program during the week or on the weekends and you're fascinated with his medical knowledge, he's a cardiologist, and a lot of people call because they hear him here. How do I find Dr. Ken? Well, you can get through him. Send an email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. But 800 Lake Cardio gets you in to his office in Orlando. So, having brought you around the AMA controversy personified today, because they say that parents of extremely obese children ought to lose custody. What's your read on this, Dr. Ken?
In all fairness to the AMA, this is not an AMA position. This is an editorial published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's one person's opinion, and it's apparently somebody who should have some prominence to their opinion. It's a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital, which is part of Harvard. Mm-hmm. And this kind of report just reminds me why I left the Ivory Tower. Because
or the Ivy League.
Well, you know, I have two doctorate degrees from the Ivy League, so my mother didn't bring up a dummy. But
right.
this is just amazingly impractical advice that you're going to separate a family over the obesity. What this doctor should have been doing was attacking his colleagues, not the children. The problem is with the parents. The problem is with, as was mentioned earlier, the ability to do exercise. It was so much more stressed in my life. But in my family growing up, I didn't make the food choices. My mother was a nurse. She told me what to eat. I had no choice. And my father backed her up. Today, our kids tell us what they want to eat, and the parents don't have the backbone. I mean, I'm guilty of it. My wife's, we are all guilty of it. And this doctor, this prominent pediatrician, should be shouting at his colleagues, at the parents, and not looking to separate families, which would create even worse problems than the obesity issue.
All right, that's the story. There's one.
But I don't have an opinion about this.
Of course not.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay. If you go to DougStephan.com, there's an amazing story about how Facebook helped a mother save her child's life by, she in fact figured out a diagnosis for this disease that doctors missed. How often do you think it's the case, Ken, that doctors misdiagnose or just, I mean, there's two, they either miss M-I-S-S or they M-I-S diagnose? How often is that the case?
It depends on the doctor. You know, how often do dairy farmers give you bad milk? It depends.
Not as often as doctors screw up the...
I was trained at an institution, my internship and medical residency at Duke University. I'm not trying to boast, but we took pride in never missing a medical diagnosis. And we weren't allowed to go to sleep until we made the diagnosis. And at the end of the year, they took pride in the hundreds of maybe thousands of patients that we saw as a group the whole year, maybe just a few, we didn't make the diagnosis. It depends on how diligent the doctor is. This is a great story. It's nice to have information, but hopefully the doctors are making diagnosis. If you walk out of the doctor's office without the right answer, it doesn't feel right, get another opinion. That's the lesson here. Don't pull your own teeth.
Jennifer, did you hear that? Don't pull your own teeth.
My tooth just vibrated.
Huh? All right. Yeah. All kinds of it.
Jennifer, I can pull it, but don't pull it yourself.
Okay.
No, don't do that. Doc, you can
come over and do it now.
Can also help you if you have a stomach problem. If you are aching and you have irritation and gas and stuff, Ken sees a lot of patients who suffer with these symptoms, and there's no need to, Ken.
Why suffer? Why take drugs? First, try the probiotics, the Natron 2. It's our favorite. It's the highest quality. These are the people who brought probiotics to America, the healthy bacteria. And if this doesn't work, then try the doctor.
Try the doctor, but go to the website, natron.com, or call them at 888-9-NATRON. Take advantage of the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a pleasant stomach after 90 days of using Natron, they give you your money back. Also, you get a free 14-day supply with your order. Call 888-962-8736 or go online to natron.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military wiring manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
It's now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program from Washington. Time now for us to have our lives improved, or let's hope that's the case anyway. Jennifer, would you like to know how the technology tailor keeps himself organized?
I would love it.
You would. Well, he will oblige you in a moment. Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, helps us understand how he keeps himself organized. That's up next here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
One of the things that people often write me about is how to stay organized. Well, I'd like to share with you my approach to staying organized these days. First, it's a three-part attack. I have a Moleskine calendar. This is a leather-bound calendar that has weeks listed on the left side, Monday through Sunday, and on the right side is a blank ruled page. On the right, I list my top 3 to 5 priorities for the week with a pen. I write it out with my hand. On the left, under each day, every morning, I put down my top 3 priorities for that day. You can buy Moleskines online or at your bookstore. Now, next, my appointments that have a time attached to them are electronic on a calendar. They sync to all of my devices, and I have them everywhere I go. Also electronic is my task list organized by project. I keep mine in OmniFocus on the Mac, but the Windows world has a lot of its own options, as well as many internet-only online cloud task managers. Three-part approach, I'm Alex Goldfain.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Busy lives often leave not much time for creativity in the kitchen and even less time for recipes made from scratch. So Brian Osich has more on some simple things you can do in your kitchen to make your meals taste even better, and it actually takes not much time at all.
Are you a time-strapped home chef looking for an easier way to create great-tasting dishes? Scott Davies with Frito-Lay says new Tostitos and Lay's Dip Creations seasoning mixes can be used to create delicious dips or to enhance many everyday foods.
We can't always spend hours preparing home-cooked meals, but we can still feel good about what we're serving.
New Tostitos and Lay's dip creation seasoning mixes help mix things up with three distinctive flavors, freshly made guacamole, garden onion, and country ranch.
The seasoning mixes are made with 100% all-natural ingredients like real onions, garlic, and a combination of herbs and spices. Davies says they can add a creative twist to just about anything.
Easily make fresh-tasting dips by combining sour cream to the garden onion or country ranch flavors, or by adding avocados to freshly made guacamole flavor. Or use Tostitos and Lay's Dip Creation seasoning mixes to enhance a wide variety of meals and snacks, from enchiladas to salads.
For recipe ideas and more, visit Frito-Lay.com. That's Lifestyles from Frito-Lay.
Some other technical news, or I guess news of the New World Order, Jennifer. Amazon says it's trying to push a voter initiative there in California that would prevent the state from collecting sales tax on Internet purchases. That's the latest thing California's trying to do. I don't think any other state has done it, and don't think they'll be able to get away with it, actually. Do you? What's the buzz on that issue in California? Started Jerry Brown, the governor, said a couple, 3 weeks ago, I think, we got to get more money, collect sales taxes on Internet purchases, which has been taboo since this sort of thing began. Right?
Yeah, people aren't excited about it. I mean,
how do you get away with it?
I mean, the guy walked into a bad situation, and he said the only thing he wouldn't do is raise taxes without a vote, but he's trying to. But again, the state's in a whole mess, so I don't know what else you do except making people that are here pay their fair share. That's the only way. Because the state's
what
just
is
overrun with
share,
people not
right?
paying taxes.
Well, but if you sales taxes, if you're gonna, you can't keep doing all of them. You got to separate out. You want a sales tax, then you got to get rid of the income tax. But you can't keep. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are people going to live on?
I know.
Who's going to have any money to buy anything?
And there's been so many job cuts. There's nobody with a job here anyway.
Except you and me.
We're
Amazon
lucky.
Says it's going to produce an Apple-like iPad sort of thing. What do they call it?
It's an iPad.
No,
better
but
buy
it.
Yeah.
Tablet?
It's a tablet. I think it's called a tablet, Michael. Yeah, right, exactly.
Look at Michael being all technology.
Toshiba's offering a new tablet laptop as well. So there are all these different products around. 59 after.